as we spend some time before the Lord this afternoon, I thought it would be good for us to maybe pray over some of these things. And then if you would take it home with you and maybe keep it in your Bible. I don't know exactly where I got this. I shouldn't say it that way. I didn't get it off the internet, all right? So, but I believe it was, and I'm pretty sure, I have to verify it, but I'm pretty sure, 100%, 99%, 100%, that it's from Sister Robinson. And as we read through it, you might see that in her sentences and the way she expressed things. And so let's just read it together. If you would just read one of the little sections, just whoever feels you'd like to read one, you can do that. And then we'll just spend some time in prayer. And you can pray out if you'd like. We can pray silently. We'll just see how the Lord will lead us, okay? But just some things to pray over this afternoon and ask God to work into our hearts. So who will begin? And let me say it this way. You don't have to necessarily read the references. Okay? Is that okay? So you can look them up, though, when you, when you're in time. Who will be first?
That I may know him. Philippians 3:10. Oh, that I might know you, Jesus. I need you. I must have you. Increase my desire to find you. Give me a seeking spirit. You are all I want, all I need. Oh, come to me, Jesus. Reveal and manifest yourself to me. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Matthew 5:16.
I long to belong altogether to you, Lord. Take me just as I am and make me what you would have me to be. I give myself to you this day just to be kept for you under the precious blood of Jesus, separated from sin and self. Set, place, or put me in your presence, and if I should slip out for some reason, please draw me back to the sweet consciousness of your dear presence. Let me feel your nearness continually. Get your perfect will done in my life today. Father, let every word, thought, and action be pleasing to you. For Jesus' sake, give me the mind of Christ. Philippians 2:5. Make me think the thoughts you want me to think. Live out thy life within me, in all things have thy way.
Cleansing from faults or inbred sins. Make me and keep me pure, white with thy light within. Guard my heart from itself, and cleanse from all its sin. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Purge my heart from all faults, nature sins, weaknesses. Show me myself as you see me, and cleanse me from all filthiness of the flesh and the spirit. Give me a heart like thine, perfect, true, and empty of self. Wash me now, without, within, or purge with fire, if that must be. No matter how, if only sin die out in me. Make me pure as you are pure. Give me purity in thoughts, words, actions, contacts, motives, and dealings, even in my spiritual life aims.
Okay, so I'm sorry. You picked up the two corrections in that paragraph, right? Okay. Now in the next paragraph, there's another typo. And so when you come to, thou shalt love thy neighbor, not live thy neighbor. Right, so I'm sorry.
To know the love of Christ, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. Fill me more and more with your love. I want to love you with all my heart, mind, soul, and strength. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Father, my love always falls short. I want the love of God to fill my heart and overflow into the heart and life of everyone I meet. By your grace, I'll never stop praying until this is made real in my life. Make me see, dear Lord, where I am lacking in love in all the different phases of my life, that I may become perfected in the love of God.
Humility. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Yea, all of you be subject to one another, and be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God. Father, bring me down low at your feet, every moment of every day, until it's no more I, but Christ. Not I, but Christ, be honored, loved, exalted. Not I, but Christ, be seen, be known, be heard. Not I, but Christ in every thought and word. Oh, to be nothing, nothing, only to lie at your feet, a broken and empty vessel, for the Messiah's use made meet. Clothe me with your humility, Jesus. Let the old worn garments of pride and self-love fall off, so that I may receive the garment of meekness and lowliness. From your hand, Lord, give me the meek and humble spirit you showed Jesus when you washed the disciples' feet, even though you knew Peter would deny you, Thomas would doubt you, and Judas would betray you. Give me the meekness you had when you went to the cross for me and prayed for your enemies who had nailed you there to be forgiven. Make me see my own helplessness, my worthlessness, my complete lack of ability to do anything perfectly in my own strength. Help me to see I am good for nothing apart from you, Lord. Show me my pride and make me hate it, despise it, and flee from it. Lord God, make my heart a living flame of love for thee.
Thank you, Lord. Just one comment is that I notice here how many references not only to Scripture, how good it is for us to pray the Word of God, but also I see many references to songs, different phrases from the hymns that we sing. And someone has said, beside the Bible, we ought to have our hymn book. And it seems God has blessed us with many precious hymns that express those desires and longings in our hearts. And it has a way of getting into our hearts, you know. Song has a way of finding a place in our minds. We can remember something better as we sing it. And then we seem to memorize it. I'm sure many of you didn't set out to memorize certain songs in the hymn book, but you can sing all the verses. And why is that? Well, you've sung them maybe all your life, and now they've become part of you. And the Holy Spirit draws on that and draws upon the Word of God that's contained in those hymns and the truths. And so get into the Word of God and pray the Word of God and pray the hymns. So many hymns are prayers. Prayers to pray, not only songs to sing, but prayers. We sing our prayers to God. And so wonderful teaching here, but let's just spend some time now. Again, I'm not going to say what you should pray about. You know what you need to pray about. Maybe we need to pray the whole thing. I'm sure we could do that. But allow the Holy Spirit now to speak to you and to bring these things to your heart and mind. Maybe there's a measure of conviction that comes. It ought to. Holy Spirit, convict us, reprove us. Hallelujah. So let's just, you can stay in your seats if you'd like. If you'd like to go to your knees, you can do that. Let's just spend the next, we'll see, at least a half hour just waiting on God, if not longer, all right? And if you must go, you feel you need to go, you're free to go. But let's just seek the Lord together. Have faith that He will work these things in our lives to get better acquainted with Jesus. Oh, Lord, I want to know You, to be truly consecrated to God. Oh, God, I give myself to be cleansed, to be filled with the love of God, to have humility, and to be filled with the Holy Spirit, be being filled with the Spirit of God. How we need You, Lord. So let's pray.
Oh God, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, to be like Thee, oh, to be like Thee. Blessed Redeemer, pure as Thou art, come in Thy sweetness, come in Thy fullness, set Thine own image deep on my heart.
pray that you'll help us to know you better. Come to us even this afternoon. We pray, Lord Jesus, that you'll fill us more with thy Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Make us holy as you are holy. Oh, Father, we pray that you'll convict us where we are not holy. Lord, we know that you want a bride that's fit for Jesus. And oh, my God, I pray that you'll work in my heart, that you'll work in everyone's heart that's here. We pray that you will come. We pray that you will give us your love, your sweetness. Oh God, come. Move in our hearts. Make us pure within. Oh, guard our heart from itself. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Lord, we pray that you'll take away those things that defile us. Lord, with our lips, that we might please you. With our way of life, oh God, I pray that you will come. Come and work in our hearts. Give us that cleansing that you would like to cleanse us with. Wash us, and we shall be whiter than snow. Oh Lord Jesus, if only sin die out in me, die out in me. Oh Jesus, come. Oh, we pray for thy great love. You've shown your great love toward each one of us by not only saving us, but by giving us the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
By loving us, by giving us that wonderful presence of Jesus. Oh, God, make it more real in our lives that we need your love. We need your presence. We need to be more in God than we've ever been before. All day long, whether we're doing work or whether we're just out in the car or whatever we're doing, oh God, come. Let thy wonderful love permeate our whole being. Make us more like thee. Give us that love. The love that doesn't want our own way. Oh, Jesus, come and make us what you want us to be. Jesus, come. Give us thy humility. Oh, God, I pray for my own heart that, oh, you'll give me the humility of Jesus. He served others, not himself. Oh, God, I pray that you'll help us to have that humility that doesn't think more highly of ourselves, but that we think of others higher than ourselves. Oh, Jesus, come. Work in us. Work
yes, Lord,
by the power
yes,
of the Holy Ghost. Do these things for us, Lord. Oh, Jesus, we need you. We pray that you'll come. Give us more of that wonderful humility. Oh, show me my pride and make me hate it, despise it, and flee from it. And make my heart a living flame of love for thee. Oh, Jesus,
oh,
we need a new touch of fire upon our souls. That, oh God, we won't take it for granted that you're living within us, but that we'll seek you more and more, and that you will come and live out your own life within us. We consecrate ourselves to you. We consecrate our whole self. Oh God, come, body, soul, and spirit. Make me poor in spirit. Give me poverty of spirit. Fill me and possess me with the Holy Spirit.
Oh,
and keep me in a continual baptism of the Holy Spirit. And make me to know Jesus, that I might bring forth
much food.
Yes, Lord.
100-fold. For Jesus' sake.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, wash me now, God. Lord, I pray that you would teach me this way of love, that you would truly cause your love to dwell in my heart. Lord Jesus, I pray that you would work in each of us this desire to be like you, loving, forgiving, tender, kind, helping the helpless. Oh God, cheering the fainting, willing the wandering sinner to find. Oh God, your love in our hearts. Lord, I don't have that love, but Lord, you're able to pour it in. God, that we would love you first of all and love others. God, put in our hearts a love for the lost. That we truly would be moved, Lord, as you were moved with compassion. They are sheep without a shepherd. And we see how all around us there are people who are just lost and blinded by the things of this world. God, give us a compassion. Give us your heart, your love, dear God, that would go and seek out the lost one. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Help us to love those who can maybe not really return that love. Help us not to look to be loved in return, but just love as you love, sacrificially, giving ourselves. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Love is patient, love is kind, does not envy, does not boast, is not proud, and is not rude, is not self-seeking, is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts. Always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. Oh God, oh God, oh God. Oh.